HarperCollins presents War of the Wolf by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Matt Bates. Part 1. The Wildlands. Chapter 1. I did not go to Ethelfled's funeral. She was buried in Gloucester in the same vault as her husband, whom she hated. Her brother, King Edward of Wessex, was chief mourner, and when the rites were done and Ethelfled's corpse had been walled up, he stayed in Gloucester. His sister's strange banner of the Holy Goose was lowered over the palace, and the Dragon of Wessex was hoisted in its place. The message could not have been plainer. Mercia no longer existed. In all the British lands south of Northumbria and east of Wales, there was only one kingdom and one king. Edward sent me a summons, demanding I travel to Gloucester and swear fealty to him for the lands I owned in what had been Mercia, and the summons bore his name followed by the words, Anglorum Saxonum Rex, King of the Angles and the Saxons. I ignored the document. Within a year a second document reached me, this one signed and sealed in Wintonchester. By the grace of God, it told me, the lands granted to me by Ethelfled of Mercia were now forfeited to the Bishopric of Hereford, which, the parchment assured me, would employ said lands to the furtherance of God's glory. Meaning, Bishop Wolford will have more silver to spend on his whores, I told Edith.
Maybe you should have gone to Gloucester, she suggested,
and swear loyalty to Edward.